This is BPR News. I'm Jeremy Loeb. Election day is Tuesday for a number of municipalities across the state. That includes in Mills River, the small town 20 minutes south of Asheville in Henderson County. And an industrial factory being built across from an elementary school has become an issue in a race there involving the town's mayor. Larry Freeman was elected mayor of Mills River in 2013 by his fellow council members. In Mills River, council members select the mayor, so although Freeman is running for re-election in the town's District 1, it's not a race for mayor per se. Freeman, a Republican, has an opponent in Democrat Brian Caskey, who's running for the first time. A few days back, Caskey wrote an extensive blog on his website raising concerns about a factory being built by Norafin Industries.
Norafin is a German company. They use high-pressure water injection to create anti-ballistic vests, also flame-retardant jackets, things like that.
Caskey says the company will be making something similar to Kevlar.
Now, Kevlar is a completely safe product, except that when it's cut, the fibers can cause respiratory issues. And we also know that when it's heated, and that concerns me because they're making flame retardant jackets, when it's heated, it puts out toxic gases.
Norafin did not respond to a call and email in time for broadcast. And to be clear, BPR has uncovered no information to suggest that the plant poses a hazard. But Caskey is not alone with his concern, and the main reason is its location. On a sunny Halloween day, dozens of third graders are playing outside of Mills River Elementary School. A teacher tells me it's their third annual pumpkin extravaganza. Just hundreds of feet away, across the street, and just to the left, it's a different story. This is construction for the 77,000-square-foot Norafin plant.
Nobody really knows what it is.
Molly Holliday lives about a mile and a half away. She also tutors at Mills River Elementary and has two kids of her own that go there.
The teachers that I've talked to, I've heard several different thoughts of what people think that it is. Once they find out that it is this factory, it is a little more concerning to them.
Holliday, who identifies as a Caskey supporter, expresses the concerns I heard from several nearby residents.
You know, we used to have this beautiful site that we could look outside, and while our kids are playing and there's recess, there was this big open field, and now it's an eyesore. Why did it have to be here across the street from a residential neighborhood and across the street from an elementary school?
According to Caskey, the town has over 100 parcels of land up for sale. That particular parcel had to be rezoned from residential to light industrial for the sale to Norafin to take place. A planning board meeting in October of last year deadlocked in a 4-4 vote, which according to their rules means the vote essentially did not happen.
So the recommendation does not pass. The next town council meeting, which took place on October 27th, 2016, they okay these two road improvement projects near Mills River Elementary. They're going to widen these intersections to accommodate tractor trailers. They also approve the rezoning request.
So the town council acted without the recommendation of their planning board. Mayor Freeman explains why that happened.
The planning board a lot of times has maybe a different opinion from town council, but it's the town council that makes the final decision here.
When asked what's the purpose, then, of the planning board if its recommendations are not taken into consideration, the mayor responded,
"Their recommendations are taken into consideration a lot of times, but as I say, it's been our policy from the beginning, and the town's now 14 years old, that the planning board is there for recommendations, and the final decision is made, though, by the elected members of town council."
The council approved the project, as well as an incentives package for the company worth around $70,000, according to Caskey, after a closed-door meeting. As to why council made this project such a priority, Caskey asked suggestively whether the owners of the land had any sort of relationship with council members. But Freeman denies any sort of favors. A check of campaign finance records at the Henderson County Board of Elections shows both Freeman and Caskey signed certifications of thresholds, meaning the candidates declare they will raise and spend $1,000 or less in the campaign and contributions are not reported. That's common for a race in a small community like Mills River, and Freeman says he self-finances. Freeman says the project was a priority because Norafin is bringing good things to the community.
$18.1 million for the property and the facility and for the equipment that will be in there. They'll be creating some 46 brand new full-time jobs. They're committed to do that. Norepin is a clean industry with no pollution. Norepin would just be a good neighbor for Milled River.
Freeman mentioned various permits the company has received, but Caskey argues those permits don't tell him the plant is safe and says there has been a general lack of transparency on the issue.
I don't think that anything illegal was done. I just think that it was lackadaisical in the way that it was handled. It was rushed through. I don't know why.
Freeman disputes it was rushed, saying Norepin's been discussed for over a year now.
And if anyone had any concern about Norepin, it was published in the newspaper, broadcast on the radio, and we had council meetings, planning board meetings, public hearings. All that was available and open to the public. It's a sort of a reckless and irresponsible thing to alarm parents of those school students over a non-existent issue. That's just an unfortunate type of politics that we've never experienced before in Milled River.
Early voting is underway in Milled River through Saturday. Election day is Tuesday. For BPR News, I'm Jeremy Loeb.